Okay, before we start, let's go to the Father in prayer. Our merciful and loving Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to be here at this time. We thank you, dear Father in heaven, for allowing us to give this time, dear Father in heaven, to you. We thank you, dear Father, for the many rich blessings that you have given upon us, Lord, and for allowing us, dear Father in heaven, to be on this lesson with you. Dear Father, we pray for all those who are listening, dear Father, and also us as well, who are trying, dear Father in heaven, our best to be faithful, dear Father, in your word, that may you touch our hearts in a very special way, that may we use your word, dear Father in heaven, and enrich it in our lives, and not only to enrich it, dear Father in heaven, but to act upon it. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are not here at this time, that may you be with them and bless them in a special way so that they may be with us in the next appointed time. We are also praying for our families, dear Father, and our loved ones who are sick and shut in, that may you heal them, dear Father, so that they may also give them a normal portion of their health. And dear Father in heaven, we are also praying for our loved ones, dear Father in heaven, for peace and comfort, dear Father, for our loss, dear Father, recently. We are praying for the Bisa family, dear Father in heaven, as a whole. We pray, dear Father, that all may go well according to thy will and your way. We are also praying for our physical wellness, Lord. And we pray that may you take us away, dear Father, and keep us away from the virus. We thank you for all thy blessings, and we humbly ask that may you forgive us of our sins. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hold on lang po, mga kapatid, ha? Dali lang po. May background noise ko ako naririnig eh. Yeah. I'm sorry po. Sorry po. Okay, ayan. Ayan. Okay, and wala na po. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So our lesson for this evening is very real blessings. Okay, very real blessings. Okay. In the song, Count Your Blessings, the refrain encourages us to count our blessings one by one and see what God has done. Okay, do you remember the song? I do very well. The idea is to focus on individual things, very real things in our lives that contribute to our happiness, and give God the glory or credit for them. Sometimes, especially when we're down or sad, or stress, it helps us to specify what our blessings are from God so that we can better appreciate them, okay, and appreciate the God who provides for them or for us. Here where we are in the United States, okay, we celebrate Thanksgiving, correct? We just finished celebrating Thanksgiving Day a month ago. This is a general holiday where people are encouraged to participate this nation and all that we have here. Okay. In our lesson today, however, I'd like to get a little more specific about the very real blessings that we have and what can we be thankful for. Okay. So the first group of blessings, okay, are the most obvious ones that we get, right? Physical blessings, the ones that we can see and touch, the ones that we can see and measure. Actually, the number of this are beyond measure if we look at it. But there are a few that we take for granted, and that should be mentioned, right? What do we take for granted? Wherever you are, it doesn't have to be here in the United States. Wherever you are, Philippines, the Middle East, Hong Kong, okay, Canada, all right, wherever you are in the world, okay. Number one, we have food, right? We eat 3 meals a day, sometimes 2 meals a day. Others don't have the luxury of even eating a meal for a day. Despite the doom and gloom of climate change, our groceries or our tables, okay, at home are bursting with every kinds of fruit, grains, vegetable, and meat possible, right? We have too much food. In a world where sometimes millions go to bed hungry, our main worry where we are right now is that what? We eat too much, not too little, right? We eat too much, not too little. So that's one physical blessing. The second one, okay, the second physical blessing, we have jobs. We have jobs. In the free market system, like we have right now, United States, Philippines, right? Those are free market systems. We're in a democratic country. Unemployment rate, maybe right now it went up because of COVID, but the unemployment rate usually is between 5 to 10%. It's not possible to get it much lower than 5 because of the cycle of workers leaving one job for another. Our current rate of unemployment in the country where we are right now, I believe, is 5 to 6%. Or maybe more because of COVID, like what I said. Which means that above 90% of the country's population have jobs. Economically and statistically, it doesn't get much better. Oh, you may not have the job you want or deserve. Maybe you could use more resources or more monetary blessings, but we all have paying jobs that puts food on the table. Okay? And that's a very real blessing, okay? The third one that we have, that physical blessings that we take for granted, we have peace, okay? We have peace. The history of the world is the history of what? A war interrupted by short periods of peace. Right now, as a nation, okay, the United States has been at peace, thank God, for, I don't know if you would count it, 60 years, right? There's no war. There are smaller wars that we fight, all right, in the Middle East and stuff, but it's not a world war, all right? There are foreign wars, there are threats, there are terrorist attacks, there are riots, there are bombs, there is civil unrest. But for most part, okay, we are peaceful. We complain a lot and comment on other nations' problems, but we are at peace as a nation. If you don't think that 60 years of political freedom, okay, and civil peace is a blessing, ask those from other countries who have experienced war and oppression if this is not a true blessing. Okay, there are other countries in the Middle East that I know that are at civil war. Okay, and it doesn't look good, and I know that it doesn't also feel good. Especially, I'm talking about Syria. If you're following those story about that country. Like I said, we have this type of blessings taken for granted, but we shouldn't, because sometimes, all right, these three blessings that I mentioned, physical blessings, we have food, we have jobs, we have peace, all right? A change in the climate or weather could damage our harvest, resulting in food shortages. The best farming techniques can't control droughts or floods. Only God has that control. And you know what? There's no guarantee that the economy will always be good. Economies are fragile, even though you're the number one economy in the world. And things and the government can't protect you if there's a depression that throws many people out of work. Of course, we shouldn't take peace for granted either. Wars can begin over little things. Leaders with big egos have been known to plunge their nations into bloody wars. One person with one bomb could destroy our sense of peace and safety. Why do I say this right now? Well, I say this because these blessings we have are very real. These physical blessings are very real. And we are actually experiencing them right now. And we should be thankful for them because they can disappear. We just don't know when will God allow it to disappear. Another type of blessing that I mentioned earlier at the start of my lesson, spiritual blessings, which far more outweighs the physical blessings. Of course, as Christians, we not only give thanks for physical things, but also the spiritual blessings we enjoy in Christ. Again, there are numerous, but a few and very tangible ones are: number one, the knowledge of the truth. Okay, as Christians in the body of Christ, Church of Christ, we have the knowledge of truth. If we look at John chapter 8, verse 32, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. It reads, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We know the truth where and how the world began in the book of Genesis. We know the truth about why we exist. We know the truth how it will end and what will happen to those who do not believe, who are not in the body of Christ. We know the truth of what happens after death and how we prepare for it, how to live in this world according to God's standards, who and how God is. We know all the truth about that. And for us in the body of Christ, and for us who know of Christ, it's a blessing. We are free from the ignorance of the Bible. We are free from fear. We are free from shame. And we are free from condemnation if you are in the body of Christ. We have the truth against which all things can be measured. Okay? What's another spiritual blessing? Friendship with God. Friendship with God. Jesus said in John 15, verse 14, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Most of us strive to find and keep friends. They are among the most precious things we have. Many try to cultivate friendships among the rich and powerful. We, however, those of us in the body of Christ, are friends with God, the creator of wealth and the seat of all power. Remember, God is omnipresent. He is omniscient, right? He is the most powerful being in the world, bar none, or in the universe, because he created the universe and the world. In the Old Testament, the Jews had to go through what, a priest, and he in turn had to go through an elaborate ceremony in order to communicate with God. Violation of the manner of communication resulted to what? Resulted in death. But as Christians, in the New Testament, we are intimate friends of God. We talk to Him when we want to, whenever we want to. We can ask for forgiveness directly to Him. We don't have to go through a priest. We can ask God for favors. We can praise and rejoice at all times and at any time. God also enjoys our company, and because of Christ, we enjoy His. Remember, Christ is like our lawyer to God. Without fear, without condemnation, without ceremony, like in the Old Testament, without dread, because we look forward to being together forever in heaven. Okay. What's the other spiritual blessing that we take for granted? Eternal life. Eternal life. We take that for granted. John 3:16, we all know this and we can quote this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We will not be extinguished if we are in the body of Christ. I will be me, but a perfect me forever through Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the great promise of Christianity that we find in the Bible. I'm not talking about the denominational Christianity. I'm talking about the only genuine Christianity, which is the Church of Christ. The ceremonies we do all point to this. Baptism acts out a burial and a resurrection to a new life. Communion reminds us of the way that this was accomplished through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we do communion, or we commune. We take of the bread, we partake of the bread, and also we partake of the fruit of the vine every week to commemorate Jesus' death and resurrection. Regardless of the condition of our lives right now, the great blessing of Christianity is that we know that we will always be us, and someday we'll become the us we always wanted to be forever. Paul says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And this three, knowledge of the truth, friendship with God, and eternal life, are the very real blessings into which all of the others can fit. Okay? So, what should we do with all the blessings, especially the spiritual ones, like what I mentioned? Those are far more important. You know, when you stop to think of it, all this physical, spiritual, and the blessings that we have, even the individual blessings that we have, can overwhelm us. We don't know what to do with them. Okay? In order to really appreciate all we have fully, here are some of, things that we should do about those blessings. First, we have to give thanks for all things. You can't really be satisfied with your blessings unless you give thanks. This is why many rich people or those with great talent or advantages often feel unfulfilled, unsatisfied. Sometimes they are not grateful, right? Sometimes they don't even give thanks. They think there's no need for it. Paul says that this is the sin that leads to all others, okay? Ungratefulness or unthankfulness. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Giving thanks, having a grateful heart before God, is what enables us to actually enjoy our blessings with a clear conscience and a peaceful heart. We feel very thankful. Sometimes we feel very thankful every day, every week, every month, once a year, okay? Especially during this holiday seasons. But as Christians, we should give thanks and be grateful for everything, every day. And in doing so, enjoy the spiritual blessings that come from having a thankful heart. So another thing that we should do to fully appreciate our many blessings, aside from giving thanks for all things, is take the time to enjoy your blessings. Take the time to enjoy your blessings. Sometimes we are in such a hurry that we miss so many wonderful things in life. It's not a sin to take the time to savor, to enjoy, or to taste the good things of God. It's okay to celebrate with food and laughter and fellowship, right? Did Jesus not attend a wedding as well as a funeral? Do we think that we're better Christians because we seldom laugh or rejoice or celebrate? Paul says that self-denial for its own sake may look like true religion, but it has no power to make you better or more pleasing to God. Okay, we can find that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 23. Okay. Why do you think God gave the Jews many festivals throughout the year, or he allowed the Jews to have many festivals throughout the year, where they were to celebrate, feast, rejoice, and be thankful? Life is hard enough all by itself. So God wants us to be thankful, to glorify him, and actually enjoy the blessings that he has given us. Okay. Finally, in the face of so many blessings, take advantage of your blessings. Take advantage of your blessings. Take advantage of the physical blessings that you have. As far as your physical blessings, build on them. Grow. Invest in your physical blessings by sharing it to others. Okay, by giving back to God. Okay, Solomon says that you need to cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. In other words, we have to launch out, step out in faith. Step up and take responsibility. God will provide. Take advantage of these times of blessings. They don't go on indefinitely. With the spiritual blessings that we have, take advantage of them. As far as our spiritual blessings are concerned, Let's remember to actually take advantage of the things God has given us in Jesus. The way to do that is to take a step forward in our own growth process. Take a step, the next step that you need to take to grow in Christ. All right, you know what it is, right? As a member of the body of Christ, or even though you're not a member of the body of Christ, give up a bad habit today. Why don't you just start today? Why do we have to wait till the New Year's? Why don't we just start today? Give up a bad habit today. Okay, if your bad habit is drinking, give that up today. If your bad habit is smoking, give that up today. If your bad habit is, I would say, there's a lot of bad habits. Shopping too much, right? You have to give that up today. If your bad habit is talking too much, all right? Or you cannot control yourself talking to others, right? It becomes like a lounge talk instead of being a spiritual talk. You have to give that up today. We also have to take advantage of, if you are not in the body of Christ, we have to take advantage of the steps to salvation. In order for us to be with God eternally, like what I said, as our spiritual blessing, we must hear about the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That Christ came to earth. He died. He was raised again on the third day. He arose again on the third day. And he ascended into heaven. You can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 4, about hearing about the life, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The next step to salvation is we have to believe. Or we have to believe what you heard. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. After believing what you heard, we have to repent. Or you have to repent of your sins. Luke 13 and 3, Luke 13 and 5. After repentance of your sins, you have to confess Christ to be the Son of God. Acts chapter 8, verse 37. After confessing Christ to be the Son of God before men, you must be baptized into Christ. We can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. After baptism in water, God will add you to his kingdom. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And then all we have to do is remain faithful until death. Revelation 2:10 states, be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life. That's it, brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you very much for your attention. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brother Carlo. Let's have one song. Count Your Blessings by Free Indeed. Magbabalik po kami after the song.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every down will fly. And and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
The lighthouse lights up my days. It's a homely place to be, where beautiful people connect and share good tidings every day.
I worship you.
Alright, kami po ni Brother Carlo ay nagbabalik. We just heard the song Count Your Blessings. Sabi ni Ati Shoni, thanks Brother Carlo. Sabi ni Ati Winel, thank you brother for the lesson. God bless you and your family. Thank you so much Brother Kaloiski.
Yes, thank you din po sa ating pong mga listeners. Nako, salamat po at kayo po ay sumasubaybay. I think sis, we have completed the whole year, di ba, ng ating pagsasama dito sa ating segment, right? I think we're gonna be, yeah, January, I believe, is will mark our first year dito po sa ating segment on Are With God. And we want to thank you for all those who are listening every Thursday. Hopefully, hindi lang po ngayong Thursday, hopefully, pati po every day if you get a chance. You can tune into the Lighthouse, even though wala pong nagsasermon, you can, or nagsasalita about God's Word, you can listen to some a cappella music, which is the only authority that we got from God sa ating pong sa Bible. Right, a cappella music. But thank you very much po sa inyong lahat again. Thanks for listening. And then sis, I also want to lagyan ng I would say emphasis yung Christmas time, di ba? Yung season natin, di ba? Kasi I was listening to a lesson coming here. Actually pa-uwi galing sa bahay. There are a lot of advantages that we can take from the holiday season, right? Christmas time. There are negatives about the negatives about Christmas are, all right? We all know bago ako pumunta sa negatives of Christmas. Okay? We all know that the birth of Christ is in the Bible. We can find that in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 21. If you read that, it happened, right? It happened. But the negatives of it, of Christmas, are, okay, people have been reiterating that December 25 is the birth of Jesus Christ, when it's not. December 25th is not the day that Jesus was actually born, okay? I hope you all know this, okay? The Bible doesn't specify a date. And by evidence, we have it as probably maybe in springtime that his birth took place. Because if you read Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 21, shepherds were not tending flocks in December, okay, in that area. During that time, okay. A second negative about Christmas is the popular feast that were celebrated on December 25th. were usually connected with pagan deities, okay? Pagan gods celebrated and worshiped and underscored at this time of the year, all right? The third negative about the Christmas holiday, okay, or Christmas Day. If we look at today, in our world today, this holiday is surrounded by so much commercialism. Even when people who don't believe in God are amazed at the commercialism attached to Christmas. Okay, in the United States, here where we are, Christmas accounts for more than a third of all retail selling for the year. Okay, there are certain businesses. Okay, if they don't do well at Christmas, they go under. So for most people in society, okay, Christmas means what? It means cash. Okay, not Christ. And that makes many devoted Christians sometimes uncomfortable in participating in all this Christmas madness, right? But as Christians, if we look at it, right, we have to look at it with a perspective. Why should we take advantage of this season, this holiday season? Okay, most of the time during this season, during Christmas time, during the holiday seasons, this is the time when people want to do good. This is the time when people want to glorify God. Okay, so how can we turn that around? How can we use that to our advantage? Maybe this is the time that we can ask a friend or a coworker that you have been working for so many years, to ask them that, hey, you know what? It's this season. Maybe we can go worship together. We can invite them. You know, have that courage to invite them. Or maybe we can say, hey, you know what? You want to go for a Bible study? We can use that to our advantage. All right, it's a time when family ties are strengthened, right, during the holiday season. And I don't think there's something wrong with that, that we're trying to strengthen our ties with our families, our loved ones. So why don't you use that? Why don't we use and take that advantage and time together with our family, with Christ? Okay, open up the Bible. Listen to God's word on the Lighthouse, or you know, you can find a lot of internet lessons from the Church of Christ. I go to BibleTalk.tv. You can use that to that advantage. There's a lot of lessons, sermons, devotionals that you can find from the website that I just mentioned. And there are a lot more. And those are Bible-based Church of Christ brothers who have been doing this for years. Why don't we use that to our advantage? So if you look at it, and if you look at it in a different perspective, okay, We can use that this season to our advantage. We can use this season to our advantage. That's why, I mean, I know we don't celebrate it, and I'm not telling you to celebrate it. It's up to you. But if you're offended and you don't want to celebrate it, that's fine as well. But use that to your advantage, so that you can bring more souls to Christ. Especially at this time of the year, like what I mentioned, a lot of people want to do good. A lot of people want to connect with God. A lot of people, especially during this time, COVID times, and all the things that's going on around the world, are looking for answers. are looking for answers. What will happen to them after their life here on Earth? So, yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. It's another sermon on its own, but thank you for giving me another 15 minutes of your time. Yes. Okay, let's pray. Thank you very much, Sister Darl. Our Father in Heaven, once again, we thank you for this time that you have given us. We thank you, dear Father in Heaven, for allowing us to be a vessel of your word, dear Father in Heaven, and we pray that we have done so in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. We pray, dear Father in Heaven, for our families at this time and our loved ones and our brothers and sisters in Christ who are stressed, who are sick and shut in, or whatever it is, or whatever reason that they have, dear Father in Heaven, that they're going through. We pray that may you hold them in the palm of your hands, dear Father, and give them comfort and peace. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you have provided us, more so, dear Father, the physical blessings. And we pray, dear Father, that may you help us not to take them for granted. Once again, Lord, we thank you. We ask that may you forgive us of our sins. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.